Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, we give praise to our Father. We just praise the Lord this morning. Will you come on and just begin to praise Jesus? Is he not worthy of your praise? Is God not worthy of your praise? Wherever you are, just begin to magnify him today. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ, with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Ross C. Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today's broadcast is Arrested Development Interrupted. Arrested Development Interrupted. And we're in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 11 through 16. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me to both podcasts. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions and comments on air, and there is no topic off limits, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rawsi.org. That's rawsi.org. But your best way to ensure you don't miss one teaching is to follow me by texting the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a recording of Daily Fire Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, and a text when we go live on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, which includes a link to tune in online as well as a link to call in. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rawsi.org. That's rawsi.org, as well as my upcoming itinerary. I have some events where I'll be speaking, the ability to send me your prayer requests, testimonies, as well as to sow a seed or give to Ross C. Williams Ministries. All of that is on rawsi.org. rawsi.org. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get into the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 11 through 16, reading from the KJV. And Naomi said, "Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way. For I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me." And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, "Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people," talking about Naomi. Naomi said, "and unto her gods, return thou after thy sister-in-law." Last verse. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Hallelujah. Come on and praise God for his word. What is our topic for today? Repeat it after me. Arrested development, interrupted. The biblical record that I just read to you from Ruth chapter 1, verses 11, 16, leads up to the well-known account of Boaz and Ruth. You see, here in this scripture, Naomi is the mother of the husbands of Ruth and Orpah. In other words, Ruth and Orpah are her daughters-in-law. And Naomi and her husband, they have moved to this land with their sons. Their sons married Ruth and Orpah. But eventually, Naomi's husband died. Then her two sons died. So she determined it was best for her to go back home. Now, especially during those times, you know, the woman's worth, value, and all she had was really tied up into the man in whom she was married to. So Naomi said to her daughters-in-law, I'm going back to my country. You daughters-in-law have been great to me. Now it's time for you to go home to your mothers so that another husband can find you. Because even if I got married again tonight and was able to have sons, they would be babies. Would you wait until they were grown? So Orpah, she listened and said, okay, I'm going to leave. I'm going to return to my mother's house. And she did so with Naomi's blessing. But Ruth said, no, no, no. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to stay with you. And wherever you go, that's where I will go. And your God will be my God. Now, later on, we all know the story, and if you don't know what happened, remember this is only 15 minutes, but you can get further down into the book of Ruth. Ruth went with her mother-in-law, Naomi, and she was working and doing what she was supposed to be doing, busy. And Boaz saw her out working, not sitting around waiting, not being slothful, not just praying for God to do something, but and not doing her part to be used by God to bring about that very thing that she wanted. And Boaz was an affluent man who married Ruth. Arrested development interrupted. So many times in our lives, there are things that we want. And last Friday, you know, I taught you about that and dealing with now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty for you to be whomever you're supposed to be, to receive whatever you want, because God is that God, you know, the go-to God. He's that spirit. He's the man. Now, on yesterday, September 23rd, it was my 49th birthday. And as I usually do, and maybe many of you do on your birthdays or New Year's, I'm very thankful to God for the bright red bow of another year of life. And so as part of the gratefulness, I kind of like to reflect upon what has happened to me from the prior birthday to this birthday. Have I accomplished the things that I set out to do? And if not, why not? I also do this after New Year, right? So I was thinking about some things, and almost everything that I've wanted, not only have I accomplished, but God has taken me beyond my wildest dreams and expectations. But there are probably about three more things that I'm still working on to be exactly where I want to be, knowing that God will take me beyond that. And so I said, it's important, right, that I make sure I'm continuously moving forward. Because, see, that's what happens in arrested development. The opposite happens. You stop moving. If you've ever seen someone who's grown, maybe the person is 40, but acts like he or she is 15, we'll say they have arrested development. Somewhere along the way, the person stopped developing. The person stopped maturing. The person stopped growing or learning. And because of that, although he or she continued to age physiologically and chronologically, their minds were still there as a kid, like they're a kid. And you know them when you talk with them because they can't have adult conversations. They don't know how to deal with conflict like a mature adult. They don't know how to communicate. Everything is a temper tantrum, or it's my way or the highway, or, you know, their expectations are unrealistic. They're people who are stuck in a particular time and place. And it doesn't always have to be that they act like children. Sometimes it really is that they're wanting to do better, but they're just stuck. Arrested development. In the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30, Jesus gave us the parable of the servants who had received the 10 talents and how each servant multiplied the talents that his master had given him, except for the last servant, who went and buried his talents in the ground. And when the master returned and he went to take an account of all the things that had been done, all of the servants who had received talents had done well, except for this last one who received one talent. He said, you gave me one and I went and buried it into the ground. And I didn't mean to say the 10 talents. I mean the parable of the talents. So he gave 5 talents to one servant. That servant doubled it. He gave 2 to another. That servant doubled it. But that one, he wouldn't do anything with it. And so the master was so angry, he said, take from that one and give his to the other who's already done something with it. He has arrested development. He's doing nothing with what I've given him. He's just buried it in the ground, but somehow wanted a different result. You see, we say as an anecdote that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, but expecting different results. Today, the Lord wants me to encourage you that he's come that you may have life and that more abundantly, so that your stagnation will be interrupted, so that you being stuck, not being able to go forward, will be interrupted. So that you standing around waiting on some man to come and find you, or settling for a man you know does not have the best interest at heart, or even if he has the best interest for you at heart, who's not willing to move forward, who's just saying wait and wait and wait, that you will stop doing that and you will interrupt that life cycle of stagnation, so that you will quit, if you're a man, accepting and looking for women whom you know don't fit the call of God on your life, and instead focus on the kind of woman whom you know you need, so that you will interrupt that stagnation. Whatever it is, brothers and sisters, and wherever it is that you have found yourself stagnant, be it in your job, be it that your finances never reach the goal that you have laid out. Maybe it's with your children that you keep cycling through the same types of issues and errors. I have one son. I've been there. Maybe it is in your marriage that you guys just cannot seem to break through. You know, you're always at each other's throats, but you love each other, but you can't seem to break through to get to the type of marriage that God has ordained for you. Maybe your church is not growing. Whatever it is, whomever it is, wherever it is, I came to encourage you today within this 15 minutes of daily fire that you're arrested development has been interrupted. Your stagnation has been interrupted. Your lack of growth, your lack of maturity, or even if you have been growing and you are mature, but your lack of being able to reach your goals, your destiny is no longer stagnant. God has blessings for you. God has life for you. If you will be willing to do like Ruth, move from where you are. Glory. And it doesn't have to mean you relocate physically, but move from the traditions of what you know and be willing to step out and take a risk. On faith, take a risk. Do something different. If you never fix yourself up, but you're wanting to be found by a husband, get a new hairdo. Fix your face up. Fix your clothes. You know, do some things differently. Start exercising. Get your weight together. Do some things differently. First of all, value yourself so that you will attract the kind of men that you like to be in, who has the same values of you. Quit accepting any and everything. Same thing for you men. If you want to see yourself move forward on your job, get the correct credentials, the correct training. Show up every day on time. Look for opportunities to grow. Step out and take risks. Interrupt your arrested development. If you're wanting to be an entrepreneur, then determine where your passions and your talents are. Get the training or certification or mentors that you need. Take a risk. As a law office owner, I had to take a risk, and I've had many trials and errors, but oh, I'm in a wonderful place now. Interrupt your arrested development. Interrupt your stagnation. No longer be willing to accept anything and everything. No longer be willing to be a doormat for everyone. No longer be a person of low self-esteem. No longer just sit there letting days and weeks, months and years go by of you accepting the same old, waiting on everyone else to get it right. No! Interrupt that process. Say whether they go back to their homeland and whether they turn away like Orpah did, I will not. I'm going to take the risk, because if I take the risk, that's where destiny will find me. Let's get ready to go into prayers of this great teaching. Come on and give God praise. We got to get ready to pray. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, Lord, we glorify you and we come in the name of Jesus. We just give you thanks, Lord. Our arrested development has been interrupted. No more will we just submit our lives to the flow and the ebb and flow of what everyone else wants. No more will we forego our destiny just waiting on someone else to make up her mind, waiting on someone else to make up his mind, waiting on our friends to make up their minds, waiting on everyone else to decide to move forward, waiting on everyone else to decide to grow. No, we will take a risk. We will step out on faith. We will move away from tradition. We will move away from those things that bind us. We will not be beholden to the past, but we will be willing to step out as Ruth did. We're not going to bury our talents any longer. We're not going to bury our virtue. We're not going to bury our value. We're not going to bury ourselves any longer, but we're going to step out with what you have given us. Glory. And we're going to double it and triple and quadruple. We're going to double and triple and quadruple. We're going to come in and do great things through the power of you, the anointing of you, the blessing of you, the grace of you. You are God. Hallelujah. No longer, no longer will we just be passive spectators in life. But everything we want, we're going to go get it. We're going to go get it, Lord. We're going to get it, God. We're going to get it because we've been empowered by you. So we're putting the world on notice to watch out. We're putting everybody on notice to watch out. Here I come. Here I come in the name and the anointing of Jesus. Now we thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you. We thank you for it, God. Come on and thank him. Oh, just magnify him. Glory, this is your day. Your arrested development has been interrupted. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everybody say, I thank you, Lord. My arrested development has been interrupted. Tell them again, I thank you, Lord. I'm going forward to my new life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let me give the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. But keep on praising him. You know what you want. Keep praising him. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that my arrested development has been interrupted, and I will go forth to new things in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome home to the family of Christ. Make sure you're spending quality time with him every day, including Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with me on Daily Fire, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Go to my website, rossi.org, so you can see the information on how to follow and communicate with me. That's R-A-W-S as in Sam, I.org. All right, our topic for today is arrested development interrupted. Your task for today is to take a risk. If you want something different, do something different.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.